Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Christy, today our topic of conversation is COVID-19 related, but it's something new. The Health Department recently announced that Celec's COVID-19 antibody testing was available, and we're going to discuss that today, sort of what it is, who it's for, and all those things that come with that. But at first, if you would, just tell us a little bit, what is this test?
So, Rick, this is a point-of-care blood test made by the company Celec. It's used to detect both IgM and IgG immune response to the COVID-19 virus. And basically what that means is that IgM refers to what we call a recent or current infection. So when your body gets exposed to the virus, contracts the virus, it starts with an IgM response in the cells, and this test will pick that up. And then as you get further in the infection, your body starts making what's called IgG cells, and it is an indicator that you are making some form of immunity to this virus, so showing that it's a little bit older or a past infection. So that this blood test is done here at the clinic, and we draw a sample of blood, and we run it on the point of care cartridge that Celec has provided to us, and then we are able to give you a result of both IgG and IgM within approximately 20 minutes.
Just for clarity, for someone who might not understand, what is the real difference between this test and the test we've been hearing so much about here lately, the COVID-19 test? Sort of what's the difference, and why do we have this test and the COVID-19 test?
Okay, so the test that we had been doing for testing COVID-19, and we are still doing, is a PCR test. So it is a nasal pharyngeal swab or an anterior nasal swab. And that test is a test that's looking for the presence of the virus, the presence of the RNA. So we swab the nasal cavity or nasal pharyngeal cavity, send it to the state lab for them to take a look at, and if they see any presence of the actual RNA strands in the sample that we sent, then that's how you're getting your positive. So this is actually looking at your immune cells, and it's taken from the blood.
Who would take this test, or who should have this test, or maybe it's for it goes on further after they have the test, but really who should think about this test as being something that they may need?
Well, we went looking and did some research for this test because we were getting inundated with calls here at the hotline, or at the call center on the hotline number, asking if we were offering the antibody test yet. So there were a lot of people that felt like in our community and throughout the county felt like they may have already had this virus maybe back in February, you know, January. Some people even mentioned November, how sick they were. So this is a test that will detect if you have had the virus. The Celec test will detect if you have had the virus and have built that, you know, somewhat immunity, those IgG cells, to the virus. So anybody who is, you know, curious or wondering if they did have it, you know, months back or many months back, it's definitely something that they could come in and get taken care of. Now, the IgM part of this, of course, will also pick up if they have a current infection. So somebody that is ill now can also have that test as well. The difference between this IgG-IgM Celec test and the test that the state offers is the state offers this PCR test for free. So whenever you're having that swab done, you can use that one for the current infection. So we're looking at trying to get people to continue to utilize that state test, the free test, if they're currently ill, and use this Celec antibody test to see if they've just had a past infection.
I know maybe you don't have the answer to this or you know something about it, but I was just wondering if this tells you, yes, you did have COVID and you've built up these, I guess, as you say, the antibodies. Will that be important to down the road of, as we move towards, quote, some kind of vaccine and things like that? Will that help in identifying anything for the medical community?
I think that we're a little too early to know that answer in its entirety yet. They're not ready to say at this point if you having this IgG cells provides complete immunity, or they're not ready to put out yet what they feel like having the IgG exactly means. The fact that you've had a past infection, they don't know, just because it is a new virus, how much immunity it will provide. So that's going to come with time and research and cases that they can review. And so we have not got any clear education or guidance to provide to the public yet regarding how much immunity they think it will provide.
Now, with that said, if one thinks that they should, or if they are just wondering, I guess, to take the test and find out if they did maybe have COVID, what do they do? And maybe you could tell us how the test is administered and when the results come and all the things associated with it.
Sure. So what they're going to do is we perform this blood test out of the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie at the 109 East Maple Street. They can call our main number, which is the 217-839-1526, and ask to have an antibody test performed. The cost of this test is $100 to the public. Now, as of now, insurance does not pay for this test. However, we did receive some information yesterday that could be changing rather quickly. So we are going to offer to bill insurance at this point. And if insurance does reimburse, then we can reimburse that $100 back to the patient.
And to schedule an appointment, what are the criteria?
There is no criteria to meet. If you want the test done, we will do the test. You just have to call the number that I just gave, 839-1526. Let them know you want an antibody test, and they'll get you on the schedule.
Christy Blank, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you, Rick. Have a nice day.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.